Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Castrol Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Castrol Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. I hope everyone had a chance to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which were posted on the company's website and stock exchanges. I'm accompanied by our CFO, Mr. Anand Sharma, and SGA Investor Relations advisors on this call today. Let me start with some economic updates. In last financial year, most of the global economies were grappling with persistent inflationary pressures, coupled with disruption in the banking industry. Central banks across the globe taking calibrated measures to keep the inflation under control. However, the last data suggests that price pressures were easing among most of the global economies. Further, the ocean freights have normalized, and the supply times have also reverted to its mean. U.S. debt default remains a key threat to overall positive development witnessed over the last few months. On the other hand, India continues to be on the bright spot in the global economy. Some of the trends, such as increases in infrastructure spending, rising per capita income, rising demand for housing, and an uptick in home renovations augurs well for the improved demand for our markets. Now, coming to specifics of our business performance for Q4 and FY23. We're pleased to announce that in FY23, we have surpassed our medium-term target of 500 crores, which we finally ended close to 600 crores. Our focused business approach and broadening of our product offerings across a variety of product categories helped us to achieve our objectives. Let me talk a bit about our export business first. We are witnessing an increase in inflow of export orders, and few economies are showing signs of rebound in demand. Also, we recently renewed our contract with our customer, Karan USA, for supply of quartz kitchen sinks worth $68 million, approximately rupees 550 crores over a five-year period commencing from FY24. Our relationship with Karan started with an agreement in 2017 with 45 crores, and its average value sales for the past two years have been 70-75 crores approximately. Karan is rapidly taking over the quartz kitchen sink sales in the United States from other manufacturers. Furthermore, Europe is showing encouraging, both Europe and UK is showing signs of encouraging of a recovery, especially on the demand side of things. However, the progress has been slower compared to the other markets. Now, coming to the domestic markets. While global markets remain uncertain and slow, we have to take lots of efforts to do market expansion in India. We are undertaking product expansion, team expansion, launching a range of new models. We are strengthening our marketing team and increasing efforts with aim to increase our brand visibility in India. To improve our channel mix and implement B2B strategy, we have decided a dedicated team with a different vertical, and we look at the flow of business from developers and architects. We are making significant efforts to expand our domestic market presence and increase pie of domestic revenues of our total revenue. We have expanded our dealer network to 2,500+ and working closely with our dealers and distributors to penetrate deeper into the domestic market. Now, coming to the steel kitchen sinks, we have doubled our capacity to manufacture steel sinks to 180,000. The additional capacity will be operational from June 2023 onwards. On full capacity, we expect to generate revenues in the range of 80 to 90 crores. On this note, I would also like to mention that we have made a recent agreement with IKEA for stainless steel sink, with the production should commence in next 4 months' time. Now, coming to the built-in appliances and faucets division. To update on our greenfield project of CAPEX in appliances division, built-in appliances, especially kitchen hoods and hobs, We wish to inform you that the implementation of the project is delayed by 3 to 4 months due to high lead time of delivery of some critical machinery. We expect to commercialize the first phase of 100,000 units by end of September 23 and second phase of 100,000 units expected by quarter 4 24. The faucet assembly line of 100,000 units shall also be operational from September 23. We wish to update that we have incorporated subsidiary in United Arab Emirates in the name of Carousel FZ LLC and cater to GCC markets. The subsidiary will focus on the sale of kitchen appliances and bath products. The subsidiary will be operational from quarter 2 FY24. Acquisition of the Tap Factory Limited. We have acquired 70% of the equity share of the Tap Factory Limited based in Yorkshire, UK. We have option to purchase the remaining 30% in the next 2 years. By acquiring this company, we will be able to compete in the kitchen and the bathroom brassware market in UK more effectively. The acquisition also fulfills the company's strategic objective of making market-leading brands in kitchen segments and also sees the company broaden its portfolio in the UK. This acquisition will also enable us to have necessary technical know-how for manufacturing and assembling of faucets in India. The name of the company is changed from the Tap Factory Limited to Carousel Brassware Limited to align with the group name and brand. Now coming to our subsidiaries, Carousel Products Limited and Carousel Surfaces Limited. Our UK operating subsidiaries, Carousel Products Limited, erstwhile Homestar Products Limited and Carousel Surface Limited, erstwhile Filma Technology Limited, have shown good growth in Q4 FY23 and expected to grow further in FY24. Successful implementation of SAP in the company. We are pleased to inform you that we have successfully implemented SAP ERP system in the company to integrate our various functions for better efficiency and controls. The SAP journey was not an easy for the company and it has taken lots of management time and effort with the help of SAP team. Deloitte and our dedicated employees have achieved a successful implementation in record time. Since we have gone live on SAP from 3rd April 2023, our production and sales were operating at a lower scale as compared to the normal capabilities in the month of April 2023. This has led to probably a little bit of shortfall in our revenue in April 2023. However, we are confident to recoup the revenue lost by the next quarter owing to decent order booking and consistent flow of new orders. We are committed to build stronger ecosystem for sustainable growth of the company. To summarize, I wish to inform you we have successfully sailed through the rough patches in last quarter and we are confident to achieve 15 to 20% growth in FY24. Now I would like to hand over our call to our CFO, Mr. Anand Sharma, to update you on the company's financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the consolidated financial performance of the company. Quarter 4 FY23 performance. Consolidated total income stood at 46.60 crore in Q4 FY23 as compared to 137.96 crore in Q3 FY23. Growth of 6.3% quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA of the company stood at 26.5 crore in Q4 FY23 as compared to 25.3 crore in Q3 FY23, growth of 5%. Profit after tax and minority interest for the quarter stood at 12.42 crore in Q4 FY23 as compared to rupees 12.05 crore in Q3 FY23, growth of 3%. On annual basis, FY23 performance, consolidated total income stood at 593.9 crore in FY23 as compared to 492.4 crore in FY22, growth of 21%. EBITDA of the company stood at 108.9 crore in FY23 as compared to 114.7 crore in FY22. Profit after tax and MI stood at 52.4 crore as compared to 64.8 crore in FY22. Sales volume for quartz sink stood at 5.14 lakh unit, stainless steel sink stood at 1.08 lakh unit, and the kitchen appliances stood at 28,895 units in FY23. We have incurred capex of 60 crore in FY23. Gross debt of company stood at 220 crore. Thank you. Now I open the floor for questions and answers. Over to the operator.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Vaidik from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. So, sir, my first question would be that earlier we saw that European players facing some issues, high inflationary issues and energy crisis. So I just wanted to check what's the scenario over there, and are we able to grab any market share from there since they were facing some issues?
So unfortunately, I think your audio is bad, but anyway, I think I understood your question is that talking about our competition, the European economy, the inflation is high, right?
Yes.
With the energy issues. So what I would like to state here is, yes, I think that remains pretty relevant. I think we are facing difficult times, and I think we, like I said in my last call, that we will have opportunities to grab a larger market share, and this is what exactly has started to happen. Yeah.
So, sir, are we gaining market share over there?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And so my next question would be on the cotton side. For the year FY23, how much were the domestic cotton sinks contribute to our revenue?
I think total we sold. I just pull it out. I think total we sold 650,000.
No. So that was for last year. So FY 23.
Domestic. Yeah. So on 2023 we sold 513,280 things. Out of it, 20% is domestic sales.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the question queue. We take the next question from the line of Devika Jain from Ratnabali Investments. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on the performance. Sir, just wanted to ask a strategic question. Our core strength has always been sinks. We are the leaders and we have the right to win in this market. Our products are of superior quality and design, and we have demonstrated that amply. However, now we are planning to move beyond being a sinks company. We have launched our own kitchen appliances, bath fittings, etc. And more so catering to Indian market. But the Indian market will be a different animal. And we may be competing with the likes of Bosch, Samsung, Crompton in the built-in appliances space. If we look at the performance of Sternhagen, despite multiple years of presence, it hasn't yielded us any growth as of now. So how we plan to address this problem differently? Because now we are moving beyond sinks. We are competing in the Indian market with established players. What are the learnings that we have from the muted response of Sternhagen, and what kind of new efforts are being thrown behind the Indian market this time?
So I think let me first address your first question. The business model for one-stop solution is for India. This happened, say, 5 years back when we launched it. Out of the total revenue in the domestic market, the 40% revenue is through to new product and initiatives. If we had not taken this initiatives, I think we would have not able to achieve, we would have not able to cross 100 crores. As you can see, the quartz kitchen sink market is a premium market. There's a limited market share, though it's growing rapidly year on year. But when the consumers ask that we want to have a carousel steel sink, if somebody does not want a quartz sink, we need to have an option. If somebody asks, I want a carousel appliance since I'm buying a sink, and that's a demand coming from the market, it is not something what I have thought of. So it's coming from the market side that you need to have a one-stop solution because you already have the channels ready. You know, so you need to optimize your the channels and your sales team. So I think that's your answer to question one. Question number two, and I would again would like to say that Sternhagen is not our focus category. This is a luxury brand which we just wanted to put in the market to test. It's under test, and we are not even putting 5% of our time on it at this point of time, especially me. We have a very small team. We are doing very, very niche. So when the right time comes, we will definitely push the buttons. Our latest collaboration in Sternhagen with Suzanne Khan is probably going to yield into 2 to 3 fold of sales in the current year, which we've already seen it coming. So I just want to clarify this, that Sternhagen is not a focal point. It is a test marketing for luxury brand Sternhagen in India. And I'm sure that when the right time comes, we will be able to press the buttons and we'll be able to spearhead the growth in this category.
Thank you, sir. Sir, so just trying to understand, because I myself had gone down to visit a couple of stores, etc. And I think that in the kitchen appliances space, the competition is quite hot and there are established players with larger marketing budgets. How would we be able to differentiate within them?
So this question was asked during our launch also by many investors and a lot of shareholders also, that why are you doing this and there's a lot of competition, the established brand, how do you think Carousel is a kitchen sink company, how are you going to be? But we have been successful in doing the, you know, the built-in appliances, because when Carousel comes, we are experts in the thing, but what it also comes, it comes with a trust. It comes with technology. A Carousel brand means German engineering. We have technology, we have a great quality, we have a great service team. So a lot of trust comes with that. And when you are buying a Carousel sink and you have your Carousel appliances, then it's a one-stop service. You can solve it just by one call. There's my guide to come to service a sink or a faucet will also come and service your appliances. So life becomes very easy for a consumer. You imagine, and that's what my wife said, that please, I want to avoid 4 or 5 brands in my kitchen because how many agencies I have to call to do it. So this makes life very easy for easy. Second thing, also want to say, the appliances, the built-in appliances, what we have in our category are very different. Not every product is different because you'll go with the competition. Now, you know, we'll be like more entrenched. But we have lots of new products, which is very different in terms of design and technology. So that kind of gives an edge to us.
Thank you, sir. I'll come back.
Thank
you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Pranav from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. So I just wanted to understand on the demand scenario. So how are you seeing things picking up on the big box retailers starting to get their inventories back and by when you foresee that the quartz volumes will start picking up meaningfully? That was my first question.
Sure. You want me to answer that first?
Yes, sir.
So the demand has already started growing. So whatever you have seen in the quarter four is that the increase in demand of the quartz sales has been reviving. And like I said in my last call, the destocking is taking a lot of time. I thought it was going to done in two quarters, but it has taken a third quarter. From the fourth quarter, we have already seen it going up. And there is still a destocking problem. I was also speaking to some of the people in our category also. Some have even not finished the destocking from their end, you know. So, but fortunately, I think from, as far as our customers are concerned, I just came back from the U.S., U.K., and Europe trip, just a few days back. I went to see the customers and see our stock list. So I think the good thing is it's all gradually going down. The order booking is coming back to the normal world, what we had. So, yeah. So I think it's, and at the, and, yes, and at the same time, like I mentioned in my speech, that we have made a lot of efforts for new channels, new market expansion, new product expansion. And also, like I said, that the EU Plus strategy, you know, where our competitors are facing challenges with very high, yeah, fuel costs, energy costs. So that kind of gives us an edge. So, yeah, so I honestly, we are quite pleased what is happening now. We have a lot of new inquiries from many new customers across the globe. So I think probably, I think for us, it seems like the bad time is over, and I think we are looking at a good positive recovery of our business.
Okay, sir. And, sir, just a related question. Here you have highlighted that you have renewed the contract with Carin USA. Any other customers that you are expecting to convert and start sourcing from you anytime soon? Is there a possibility of that happening?
So we have tapped another three new customers in the U.S., but we've not made any formal agreement, so we're not able to disclose this. So the last five contracts are disclosed. So yes, we have tied up with three new customers in the United States. We also started supplies to a few. Few have already, we have, you know, booked the orders. We have also penetrated into some German kitchen manufacturers. We are also in talks with large box retailers around the world. We have penetrated to about 15 new customers in U.K. market, where we are using this, you know, the cross-selling opportunity between the surfaces and the sinks. We have, yeah, so there are a lot of things, honestly, what we've been doing across the world. A lot of new customers are coming in. And, yeah, and I think the inquiries now, how many of the new inquiries will fall into place, how much, I think, you know, that I think we'll be able to update you on a quarter-to-quarter basis.
Okay, sir. And, sir, any guidance on the consolidated EBITDA margins for next 2 years? So, this year we have ended up around 18%. So, you had highlighted that because of that UK acquisition, Typhoid, and the other one, the new one. So, mainly, what kind of margins can we expect going forward?
So I think one thing I'm very pleased, and I said it in my speech, that the costs are obviously going down. We have made some several price increases. The foreign exchange rates are in our favor. Fortunately, we not decreased the price, what we have increased during this time. So that is coming to play at this point of time. You have seen improvement in the margin. See, we have crossed 18% on a consolidated level. Soon as, which we are looking at quarter on quarter, the top line increases. So there is a potential to, you know, to improve our EBITDA margin. So if this goes at this rate, like overall we said that 15% to 20% growth in top line may come. So if it happens, then we would probably again land back to our original margins of EBITDA around 20%.
Okay, sir. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all of you, please limit your question to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Kush Gosrani from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to ask, what would be our contribution from solid surface sinks in terms of volume this year?
Solid surface sinks?
Sinks, yeah. So,
you're asking value or volume?
Volume. Value to you have given at 25%, so I wanted to understand volume as well.
So volume is not possible for us to work out because it's based on a
square foot. What do you mean? We don't do.
No, he's things. Talking about UK.
Surfaces. Sorry. Surfaces is about 150 crore business.
Volume is not possible.
That's in slabs and all.
Square feet and depends on the customization, so it's not a unit rate which can mention.
Sure, sir. And sir, how should one think of what would be the gross margin across products right now? Quartz, steel, appliances, and these solid surfaces.
So on the quartz side, we have average margin of around 20%.
No, gross margin, sir.
You are asking EBITDA margin or gross margin?
Gross margin.
Okay. So we have the gross margin quartz around 48 to 49%. Steel stick we have margin around 35%. On the appliances side we have around 40% margin. Yeah, these are three main categories.
Sure, sir. And final question, sir. Historically, we have grown by 20% plus margins. By 20% plus growth numbers. So, a guidance of around 15 to 18% isn't it a bit on the conservative side? FY23, I can understand because there was inventory rationalization from client. We had a peak demand in 21, 22, so that got rationalized. But going ahead in a normal demand situation.
So this rebounding, what is happening, that is happening quarter on quarter. When we are giving guidance between 20%, it is on annual basis. So yes, the improvement is coming, but it will be a quarter to quarter basis. And at the annual rate, we have given this guidance of 15-20% growth.
Sure, sir. And with the brand investments we are doing in domestic business, will we still be able to achieve 20% margins?
So that we still need to be seen because we have to invest in the branding, promotion and marketing activities also. And so we see, but our focus is to expand the business in domestic market also.
Sure, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the exports revenue. So can you please share the STL revenue for the Q4? I think the total export comes to around 113 odd crore. So what was the STL number during this quarter?
Exports. Yeah, only exports. 1 minute. So we have 96 crore is the export for the quarter four.
Versus the last quarter?
Compared to the corresponding last. Sorry, this number is 54 crore for the last quarter. And corresponding quarter is 96 crore.
Okay, 64 versus 96%. So there is a degrowth.
54 versus 96. There is a degrowth, 44%.
Okay. And in terms of the demand, I think the sir already mentioned that, you know, the demand has been reviving. So is that mainly because of the restocking or there is real demand on the ground in the export market?
Both the things are happening. The destocking is also happening. Like I said, you know, before also, that the fundamentals of our business are very strong, and I would like to stress here, the demand of the quartz thing is continuously on a rise. Second point, I had stated earlier also that when there is recessionary times, when people are cutting costs, I think it's a great opportunity for a company like us, because people then move to different suppliers, they try. We have been able to a large extent, also compensate or kind of substituted the, you know, with our sales by entering in contracts with a lot of new customers. One thing, when there is a slowdown, in America, they call a sink and a workshop a recession-proof product. Because when the times are bad, you don't change the whole kitchen. What you change is just a sink and a worktop. Sink is the first thing what they change, and they don't change the whole kitchen. That's why the demand, the renovation market is on a rise at this point of time, and hence we are getting this benefit out of it.
Okay. Basically, you know, in the presentation, it is mentioned that the IKEA has doubled the order book, plus Karen has also, you know, given the incremental orders. Based on the current order book, what kind of, you know, the incremental volumes do you foresee for the quartz thing? We did roughly 500,000 kind of units for the FY 2023. On that number, what kind of volume growth we can see for the quartz?
Correct. We, like I said, we're looking at approximately 20% growth on the annual side. If with the 500,000 things, it looks like we will do, we'll able to do, you know, around 600,000.
Okay. It can still be lower than the FY 2022 volumes. I mean, the demand is still not that great in the export market. Is that understanding correct?
I think none of the assumptions work, no, at this point of time, especially the market sentiments are really, you know. The good thing, the positive sign is it is increasing. Now, it would be around 600,000 things. If we're able to hit some contracts with the buyers, what we are talking, it can also be 650,000 things, you know. It depends on what stage we are able to realize our contracts with the new buyers.
Right. Right. In the appliances side, if I look.
Can I interrupt you, sir?
Sure, yeah.
Mr. Shah, may we request you to join the question queue, sir, as we have several participants.
Yeah.
Waiting for their turn. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your question to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Udit Gajiwala from YES Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for taking up my question, sir. When you talk about a 20% EBITDA margin, in order to achieve that, I mean, what kind of, you know, cost reduction are you witnessing?
This, Udit, it is mainly driven by the volume. Because cost initiative and reduction, whatever we have already taken, so that is already under control. The volume once increased, it will be a leverage for the margin also.
Plus, as I stated in my statement, the input costs have gone low, the freight costs have gone low. We are, so I think, you know, that is coming into the play now. I think we are very confident that the margins, EBITDA margins are, you know, we're hopeful that it's gonna come back to the normalized 20%, what we were doing earlier. Then on the cost reduction side, we are making every effort in the company. We are putting up a solar plant for sustainable energy to reduce energy cost. We are doing the Kaizen program on a continuous improvement in the company. Across the board, we are, you know, the company is doing every bit what they can, trying to, on the, also the variable side as, also in the, you know, the cost side of it.
Right. Right. Sir, on your total debt that's there on the books now, and with the new acquisitions that we have made, do we foresee debt going up for 24 and 25? What kind of a debt that we can look into?
So, put it on the debt side, if you look at our debt, it's the more on for the acquisition. For, and remaining is the working capital. So we are very less on the capex side. It's all funded from our internal accruals. So on the working capital side and the capex side, we don't have any major requirement for the current year.
We are not making large capex.
Yeah, we are not making any large capex. So I think we will be comfortable for this financial year. There is nothing major planned unless we get some very good opportunity.
So this kind of debt, I mean, we'll have this debt maintained on the books and not major upswing, is that right?
Yeah,
right now debt level is 2x of EBITDA approximately.
Yeah, 2x.
Understood. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Varun Goyal from Nippon India. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to check our margins from 2013 to 2020 were 17% or below. So is that the inherent profitability in the business? Except for the two COVID years, we always had margins in that range. So how confident do we feel that we can be at 20% going forward?
I think I've already stated earlier that that the input cost, the freight cost, has gone tremendously low at this point of time. Second aspect is our foreign exchange rates, dollar close to 83, euro close to 90, pound close to 103. So that's obviously working in our favor. But very important part is that whatever the price increases what we had made during this COVID time because of the inflationary pressures and input costs, that we have been successful not reversing that. So that stands as it is, a while the other costs have gone down. So I think that's giving us a benefit, or that's kind of giving us a upside on in improving the EBITDA margins. And third thing, that the product mix have also changed. So the new models what we have developed for the new IKEA, for US markets, they are more high valued products. So so that's going to help us in improving our EBITDA margin.
Yeah. Just to add that, if you look at the average price per thing, it was between 4,500 between the period from 2012 to 2017. Now it has gone up. Yeah, it's gone up to 5,800 to 6,000 average.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stockbroking Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Few questions from my side. Firstly, on the renewal of the agreement with Karen. So, would it be safe to assume that annually approximately 100 odd crores would be reflected in the top line?
100 crore average price, Karen contract. Is the 100 crore we are looking at on an annual basis?
Yeah, so I think the contract is based on a year-on-year increase in the sales, right? So we have taken out the year-on-year sales increase by 15% year-on-year. So I think the first year, as we had mentioned, that the average sales of Karen, I think about 50 crores and 70-80 crores. So we should have a 15% increase, about 90 crores, yeah.
Okay, so it's basically a staggered manner.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just a bit longer term question. Is it possible that by FY26, we can reach a top line of 1,000 crores, and at that time, could the domestic market contribute close to around 30%?
You're talking for FY26.
Yeah.
So we are absolutely sticking to our target of FY25 1,000 crores. If we are able to, based on the current trend, I think it clearly shows that we are going to, you know, hit a run rate of annual about 700 plus crores from quarter two. And so the year after, year after that, so if you take a 15% growth this year and next year, it will touch your 1,000 crores. And your second question was on the?
So when we reach 1,000 odd crores, would domestic market contribute to
20%? So I think by all means, we want to ensure that our domestic market share do not fall below 20-25%. So our endeavor is to maintain with 25-30%.
Okay, and just last one question. So basically, a lot of channel checks we had done on the quad thing. So basically, what has happened is that the awareness is not there, right? And the real estate market, especially in India and Middle East, is quite you know, at growing at a rapid pace. So in terms of currently, what percentage of my domestic revenue comes from quad things?
So right now of the, like what I said, about 20% odd comes from the domestic market.
So how much do you anticipate growing in the next couple of years?
So let me just come to a more of a fundamental question here. You see, one of them that the Indian market is obviously not matured enough for the quad thing. Now that UK, US, like the UK has passed 50% of the share of granite things to the quad thing over stainless steel thing. Germany has already passed 50%. France has passed. US is still about 20-25%. So where a lot of these big players are inside there, so they market this material quartz. In India, we are the probably one of the largest player who is trying to do the marketing of the quartz. So you are right. So I think it is, if the Europe and America has matured now, we may take about another 5 or 10 years to get mature. But I think this is where the trend is going quite fast.
Okay.
And on the marketing side, what initiatives company is taking is that we have formed a completely new marketing team. We have formed a new team, and this new team with single agenda is how to promote the quartz in India. So what we have done, which we have never done till now, is that we are going to start banging everywhere across that why a quartz thing is preferred over a stainless steel thing, right? So from the material to its properties, so this all the pros and the pros of the quartz over a stainless steel thing, that we are going to start doing it. We are going to hire influencers, we are doing marketing, advertising, a lot of things. Plus, we are also participating in the ASTEC exhibition coming in Bombay. End of the year, where we are going to have a proper lab to show that how a quartz sink is made, what are the properties of quartz. So I think a lot of tutoring is going to happen now for people to do. So that third thing is a very important thing, is that the awareness is not probably the right way, I would say. Sometimes the people don't want to, they know carousel, they know the quartz sink, but some they don't want to take risk with terminal. You cannot do anything about it. I think the only thing we have experienced is that once the builder has used our thing, they always come back to the user quartz. So I think that mostly happened more on the Western Bombay, especially. Bombay are still very pro stainless steel. If you say Western, Gujarat, Bangalore, North, everybody started using quartz. Second thing, we have also started, as I mentioned in my speech, a new vertical called B2B. The B2B vertical focus is only going to be on architects, builders, and interior designers. So we had never had a formalized unit of this to focus on it. So our salespeople used to do it, but we never had a focus. Now their job is that top 100 builders, then moving to another top 100. About in the next 2-3 years, 500 top builders, architects, they need to tap across, and whatever marketing material they need to tap is we going to do. So I think there's lots going to happen now from our part. Since we would like to maintain the market share in India of the total revenue 25-30%. And I think one category which we have substantially not grown is on the builder side. So I think this is what we need to focus on.
Okay. Yeah, that was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Bala Murali from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Last time we have spoken about this European getting some new European customers. And could you please update on that? We have added any new customer in this quarter from the Europe region? And if it is so, then what could be the volume of the order?
So I think it's very hard for me to understand. But anyways, I think what you're asking is new customers in European markets, sir?
Yes, as last time we've spoken regarding that.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Bala. Your voice is not clear, sir.
Yeah, I will repeat again. So last time when we have in last call, you told that there is a possibility of getting some new customers from the Europe region. So is it happened? We have added any new customer in this quarter from the Europe region? If it is so, then what could be the order volume from them?
So like I said, that Germany, we have entered into contract with a lot of new kitchen manufacturers. In UK, we have added 50 new customers. So lots have happened in Europe, and our endeavor to promote our things in Italy, Spain is... So how much is going to come, whatever, is very, very hard to say. But like I said, annually is going to be a 15-20% growth. So I think that's on average growth. We can say that that's not the incremental business we're going to get from that.
Okay, sir. Then secondly, on this... home appliance segment, the capex is, I think, 20 crores. So what would be the asset turnover ratio we can expect from this one?
Can you repeat your question?
Very hard. I'm sorry. You're not
audible.
Just a second.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you on a speaker phone?
No. Now maybe you are able to hear. I'm talking about the home appliance segment. We are investing around 20 crores in this current financial year. So what could be the asset turnover ratio we can expect from this one, home appliance?
So you're talking about the capex, what we're going to incur for the kitchen appliances, right?
That's capex of 20 crores, I am aware of that. What could be the asset turnover ratio we can expect?
It is 4 to 5 times.
4 to 5 times, sir.
Yes.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Tushar from Kamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. But I just want to understand that all-time high volume of 6.5 lakhs in the court thing. When can we achieve that? That would be my first question, sir.
So like I said again, that if we are looking at a 20% growth on an annual basis, so that would be from 500,000 last year, would be around 600,000, so close to 650. And if we are able to realize some large contracts, if we are in negotiation with one of the large, with few of the large boxed sales, so the same question I had answered just, I think, a few minutes back. So it depends all upon how fast we have to realize the contracts, and based on that, we'll be able to do whether we are going to cross 600,000 or 650,000. But on a longer term, I think we need to try to look at more on a longer term business. The long term business is that the fundamental business of waterproofing looks very strong. Right now, the market sentiments are bad. I think that 1,000 crore revenue on the FY26 four-year planning target is going to come. So I think it's a matter of time when are we going to start hitting those numbers. It can be one or two quarters back and forth. But overall, the business fundamentals is very strong. So it would be very tough for any company management to say that every quarter what's happening or are we going to touch that. And basically, in next 2 years, the company is heading for a 1,000 crore sales. Are they moving in a direction? Are we able to crack through some large buyers, clients? I think this is what's happening now. Now, only thing we'll have to, we'll see quarter on quarter that how much we're able to realize out of that.
Fair enough, sir. So you're doing this acquisition, like it could be on this tap company you did. I just want to understand what sort of impact of this acquisition will see in the margins going forward. So it will be margin accretive or like your thought on that?
Are you talking about the TAP factory?
Yeah, TAP factory also and the tick code and other acquisitions you might do. Because I could see you are increasing the basket. Like earlier you were only catering to kitchen sinks. Now you are increased to, you know, bathroom sinks, and there also you are going to touch. You are increasing the, you know, the total market of yours. So just want to understand the margin profile. How will it will look like, you know, next 2 to 3 years?
So can I just quickly touch on the fundamentals? Is that every sink is attached to a worktop? You cannot sell a sink without a worktop at home. Every kitchen sink needs a tap, which has to be fit in the kitchen, right? So that's an integrated model of us. So nothing is outside the box. So that's my first answer to this. And second, on the margin side, the tap factory margins are very lucrative. It's a hot water tap business. It's amazing technology of having 4 flows of sparkling water, drinking water, and boiling water 99.9 degree at a single shot from one tap. This is going to be the future of taps. Hence, we are at an early stage able to tap this company to bring this technology to India and get it across the world. You guys would have heard that an American company got sold at a value of $3.3 billion a year or 2 years back, who's making the same category of hot water taps. So, and as far as the Tickford, which is the Silma technology surfaces, the EBITDA margin are on an improvement side. It's about 15% plus, and the tap factory would be about 18 to 20%.
Fair enough, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your question to 2 per participant. We take the next question from the line of C.A. Garvit Goel, Invest Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, basically, my question is on the tap factory side. This is a very small company and has not yet shown any significant growth traction considering their small base in last 3 years. So what is our strategy in relation to this acquisition? Like, looking at the numbers, it doesn't seem it is a scaled-up brand in UK. So kindly put some color on this and correct my understanding, sir. So my question was on tap factory side. It is a very small company. So I was thinking like how it is going to add value, whether is there any technology kind of stuff there that we are acquiring via tap factory acquisition, or how is it looking like, sir?
So there are two main aspects. One is the market way. So the tap factory is a great which we are completely absent in UK. So we'll be able to get that market access. Secondly, we're going to get the technology access of this hot water tap, which I just said, you know, a 4-flow hot water tap. So which is right now the fastest moving category, and that's the future of the taps. So market access and putting ingredients.
Okay, and just a clarification on whether this 1000 CR mark, is it for FY25, right?
26.
FY25.
Yeah,
that's what I was like. And last one question, this on the subsidiary in France. Sir, can you put some color on behind for the rationale for this, like size of opportunity we are looking there, and what is our existing revenue and how it is going to be in coming future, sir, in France subsidiary?
In which category?
The new subsidiary that that we have opened in France.
In the?
France.
Where France? France they opened. No. No. So I think, you know, right now we were looking at some opportunity over there, and that's why it takes a lot of time to do it. So we have just floated it right now, but nothing is happening on that side in this corner.
Okay, right, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and all the rest.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Harshal Sethia from AUM Fund Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Harshal, your line is in talk mode, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rajat Parab from Prosperity Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sir, I was having a couple of questions. Some of them are answered already. So I just wanted to know, what are the new innovative products the company is working on?
I am very happy to please to tell you that the company is launching one of the most innovative kind of kitchen sink range, which is going to be launched in the end of September, where it will be not first time in India, but it will be first time in the world. The innovation on the kitchen sink side is more on the functionality side. Second is that we are planning to launch a range of new faucets. We have got a tremendous demand on the faucet at this point of time. We will do almost kind of 50% growth approximately on the faucet side, kitchen faucet side. They're bringing a range of new faucets with new colors and exciting functions in the tap. Third thing, we have tied up with one of the very technology advanced companies in the world for the new line of kitchen hoods. And this is, I was not able to give details at this point of time because we applied for worldwide patent on this. But this would change the whole dynamics of the company, and it has got the potential for global launch. So, and the stainless steel inside, the so other built-in appliances on the lifestyle. So a lot of things happening, but these are the three major things. What at this point of time we are doing. Fourth thing, we are also trying to look for the Silma technology in UK. If we are able to get this technology to India, to give the Indian consumers a taste of a seamless technology integration of a sink to a worktop. This is something we are working. We are doing a market research through our current channels, and we'll see what is the response what we are getting.
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir. Sir, one more question. As we are trying to penetrate in domestic market, so most of our kitchen appliances are in premium category. So will there be any effect going forward as the inflation, inflationary cost, as Indian markets are more price sensitive? So do you think there will be effect on sales of kitchen appliances on domestic side?
I think if the company keeps on importing the kitchen appliances, it's always going to be a challenge in terms of pricing. So that's why we are setting up a manufacturing unit. Once the manufacturing is up and on, I think we'll see the advantage of the cost by more than 15-20%.
Yes, sir. Fine, sir. So that was it for my side, sir. Thank you, and all the best for this future endeavor.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to check, we have witnessed around 21% decline in the quartz volume in 23. So is it up purely because of destocking, or it is also because of we might have lost a big customer?
Yeah, so actually there are two sides of a coin. Whether there's a decline or you have gone back to the normal season. So the COVID pent up demand was high, and second thing is we had a backlog of 4 months time. So I think what we probably would have hoped was wrong is that we thought that the demand of the backlog is going to continue, but the backlog, once it got over, so that backlog never came back to us. So for example, we're doing about average 40,000 normal things. Used to get about 20,000 of a backlog things a month. That gives about 720,000 things. And that's why we increase the capacity 840,000 things and plus new tie-ups we were doing. And so we thought that million things would be the right thing. Now, pre-COVID or at this time of the COVID level, the normal order booking was coming at about 40,000 to 50,000 things, which we have already hit that rate, this point of time. So the COVID times, that volume, what you are saying, and that's why it is a very, what I would say, abnormal month or not a benchmarking year for us, because that pent-up demand was very high during this time. So honestly, I think we have come back to the original level of our business now. The further going up, that the pent-up demand, which went soaring high, soaring roof, I think that demand to cover up that, as we are, like I said, at about 600,000 sinks, close to going to go back to 800,000 sinks plus. We are working, the company is making all the efforts to strike deals with new customers, expand our markets, and that's what we are doing at this point of time.
Okay, that's helpful. And secondly, it's about the plans part. So since it's got delayed by a quarter, so how much revenue can we generate from this greenfield expansion in 24?
So I think we have said it's going to be, so I think it should be around anything but on 10 to 20 crores or something here. Yeah.
Okay, 10 to 20 crore in 24.
Very rough and a tentative estimate.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need further clarification or want to know more about the company, please contact our team or SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us.
Thank you. On behalf of Carousel Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.